As summer winds down, we at the Bookworm hope you're getting the chance to relish the beautiful weather and hopefully a bit of calm, and with that, a good book. This is Carl Erickson, Event and Community Outreach Coordinator at the Bookworm Bookstore, bringing you recommendations from our staff based on their favorite books of the summer. William Shakespeare asked it himself, "What's in a name?" And in The Names by Florence Knapp, we ask, can a name change the course of a life? Bookworm co-owner Beth recommends this saga, in which a mother sets off with her 9-year-old daughter to register her son's birth. Her husband, a doctor, is respected in the community, but a terrifying and controlling presence at home, and he intends for her to name the infant after him. But when the registrar asks what she'd like to call the child, the mother hesitates. Spanning 35 years, what follows are three alternate and alternating versions of Cora, our mother, and her young son's lives, shaped by her choice of a name. The Names by Florence Knapp is powerful and brilliantly imagined. Mary Beth, Betsy, and both owners of the store have read and adored When the Cranes Fly South by Lisa Ridson. This best-selling novel, translated from Swedish, releases in the U.S. in a couple of weeks on August 19th. Bo is running out of time, yet time is one of the few things he's got left. These days, his quiet existence is broken up only by daily visits from his home care team. Fortunately, he still has his beloved elk hound, Sixten, to keep him company. Though now his son, with whom Bo has a rocky relationship, insists upon taking the dog away, claiming that Bo has grown too old to properly care for him. The threat of losing Sixten stirs up a whirlwind of emotion, leading Bo to take stock of his life, his relationships, and the imperfect ways he's expressed his love over the years. For fans of The Art of Racing in the Rain or A Man Called Uwe, this staff favorite will surely find a way to your favorites list as well. That's When the Cranes Fly South by Lisa Ridson. Philip recommends Raising Hair, a memoir by Chloe Dalton. In February 2021, Dalton stumbled upon a newborn hare that had been chased by a dog. Fearing for its life, she brings it home, only to discover how difficult it is to rear a wild hare, most of whom perish in captivity from either shock or starvation. Through trial and error, she learns to feed and care for the leveret with every intention of returning it to the wilderness. Instead, it becomes her constant companion, wandering the fields and woods at night and returning to Dalton's house by day. Raising Hair chronicles their journey together while also taking a deep dive into the lives and nature of hares and the way they have been viewed historically in art, literature, and folklore. What begins as a straightforward story about a Ukrainian biologist, Betsy's recommendation titled Endling turns out to be something trickier and more interesting. This darkly comic novel by Maria Reza is the journey of three women and one extremely endangered snail. Yeva is a scientist who scours the country trying and failing to breed rare snails, while her relatives urge her to settle down, although she secretly sees plenty of men. Not to date, but to fund her research. And there's Nastya and her sister Solomaya, who pose as a hopeful bride and her translator while secretly searching for their missing mother. So begins a journey of a lifetime across a country on the brink of war. Three angry women, a truck full of kidnapped bachelors, and Lefty, a last of his kind snail with one final shot at perpetuating his species. That's Endling by Maria Reza. More information about these books, as well as upcoming author events for kids and adults alike, is available at the Bookworm at 90th and Center Streets. This has been Carl Erickson from the Bookworm with Arts Today for KVNO.